Listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. That's horrible.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboul-Joud. The encampment at UQAM is set to be gradually dismantled as most of the protesters' demands have been unanimously approved by the university's board of directors. A spokesperson for the encampment stated that they are sending a clear message to the administrations of other universities. If they want the encampments taken down, they must act. The demands that the university has agreed to include asking the UQAM Foundation to ensure it has no direct investments in weapon companies, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, committing to facilitating the receptions of Palestinian academics and students, as well as providing a budget for this purpose. Although UQAM did not outwardly commit to an academic boycott of Israel, it recognizes the violation of Palestinians' rights to self-determination and the decisions made by the ICJ. On Sunday, Israel attacked a refugee camp in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. The Israeli airstrike caused a fire that killed dozens of Palestinians, including children, many burnt alive inside their tents. The Palestinian presidency stated that the bombardment was deliberate. Other countries such as Qatar, Egypt, Turkey, Spain, Ireland, and Norway voiced their condemnations of Israel's attack. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the attack a tragic mistake. Just recently, the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court announced that he is seeking arrest warrants against Netanyahu and Defense Secretary Yoav Gallant for war crimes and crimes against humanity. President Joe Biden called this move outrageous, and his administration even threatened the ICC prosecutor with sanctions saying, "Target Israel and we will target you." Since October, Israel has killed more than 36,000 Palestinian civilians. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was found guilty of falsifying business records to hide a $130 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels to buy her silence before the 2016 presidential elections. Trump was found guilty on all 34 felony charges. Each charge entails a $500 fine and up to 4 years in prison. He is set to be sentenced by the judge on July 11th following the jury's verdict. The verdict makes Trump the first ever former president to be convicted of a felony. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Maxwell. The name of the show is REVC. Hope I saw some of you guys at the Camera Obscura show. If you got saw the guy in front with the big hair and the blue shirt, absolutely bugging out. It was me. I was freaking that whole show. It was absolutely amazing. And then next week, we've got, you may have heard the advert on here. I've been co-presenting or supporting, promoting this Tyvek show coming up next week. More to hear about that. And next week also, we've got Fringe. You might remember last year we did a bunch of interviews. We'll be doing it again next week. Next week, we're going to have a normal show, normal time at noon. And then later on in the afternoon, we'll be doing those interviews. This week, you might notice on the website that the first 30 or so episodes are no longer there. It's half the station's website losing space, half me thinking those aren't really representative of the quality that this now is. So we're going to be going over a bunch of the REVC classics, per se, over the next few weeks. Recovering some of that lost track space. So we're going to open up here with some Yugoslav disco. Why not? Gabi Novak. Pjesme Zhebila Moj Zhivot.
Sretna bilo, moje srce lud
Hello, everybody. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, or you're across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. You just heard the theme from Midnight Express. That's off of the legendary disco soundtrack, Midnight Express, by the one and only Giorgio Moroder. Before that, Gabby Novak, some Yugoslav disco. Pjesme Živila Moj Život. Now it's time for some ads, and after that, we're going to keep it going with the classics. Some Basil Kirchin, you know I love him, Silicon Chip, and then maybe some 90s stuff, but still some newer music, some Canadian stuff. We've got it all today. Stay tuned to REVC.
Hello?
The 24th edition of Suonipur Il Popolo stirs things up June 13th to the 23rd. Experimental, punk, jazz, noise, weirded out sounds, a film series, workshops, all jammed into 12 days to throw some fun and inspiration at our messed up world. Anthony Braxton and Wolf Eyes, Backwash, Irreversible Entanglements, Geneva Jacuzzi, and so much more. Full lineup and information about day passes and tickets can be found on suonipurilpopolo.org or follow us at suonipurilpopolo.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Here's the chip.
always right.
That was Just Take It As It Comes, the Vivian Girls, the Aughts Delight. Before that, I'm a Dog, Faith Healer, local band. That album came out last year, that The Hand That Fits the Glove. That thing is so good. You're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell, the show's REVC, and let's keep it going with some Dead Milkmen. I played this maybe about a year and a half ago. The woman who's also a mongoose.
Wake up late at night, I know that everything will be alright.
running through the high grass, that's what she loves to do. And if she's happy as a mongoose, shouldn't bother me or you. And if I wake up late at night, I know that everything will be alright. Cause crawling around on my roof is a woman who is also a mongoose.
Ooh. Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you to its 38th edition. Join us in Montreal for the best of world music from July 9th to the 21st. Over 700 artists, 6 concert venues, 2 outdoor stages, and much more. For 13 days, come and discover the biggest names and the newest sensations from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, or you're across the World Wide Web at that good old CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC, if you didn't know. The Refried Ectoplasm Variety Corner. And you just heard Who Loves the Sun. I believe that's the opening track to that Velvet Underground album. That is so good. Before that, the Halifax Cub with Surfer Girl. It was just the anniversary of that album. So good. Before that, Viet Nam by the Minutemen. And that album, Double Nickels and the Dime, if you guys are Parquet Courts fans or anything and you've never heard that thing, it is absolutely the blueprint and it's a must. Before that, of course, my favorite, The Apples in Stereo, one of them, of course. Off that album, Fun Trick Noisemaker, it was Tidal Wave. We're going to keep it going. A friend of mine, Ruby, loves this song, Liz Phair, Batmobile.
Batmobile, 'cause I gotta get out of here. I don't speak the language, and you gave me no real choice. You gave me no real choice. You made me see that my behavior was an opinion. So fire up the Batmobile, 'cause I gotta get out of here. It's the mouth of the gift horse, I know, but I gave it my best shot. I gave it my best shot. I gave you the performance of a lifetime. So I hope you all will see, there just isn't a place here for me. Look around and feel like somebody must be fucking with me. I just can't take any of you seriously, and I can't keep keeping myself company. Batmobile, 'cause I gotta get out of here. Big shoulders block the view. You can't get your money back. You can't get your money back. You can't pretend that isolation is the same as privilege. So I hope you all will see, there just isn't a place here for me. I look around and feel like somebody must be fucking with me. I just can't take any of you seriously, and I can't keep keeping myself company.
but I still have parents, and I still love the old world. Oh, I had a New York girlfriend, and she couldn't understand how I could still have parents and still love the old world. So I told her, I wanna keep my place in the old world, and keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents and I still love the old world. I say old world, I say old world, I say. Well, I see the 50s apartment house, bleak in the morning sun, but I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in the old world, I keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents and I still love the old world. Alright. In the 1970s sun, but I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in this old world, keep my place in the arcane knowledge, and still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. Alright, now we say bye-bye, old world. But help the new world. Oh, bye bye.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, or you're on CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC, or it was REVC. This is a soporific sell off that New Of Montreal album. You know of Montreal's perhaps my favorite ever. I'm going to let Kevin make whatever he wants now. You know, he made his Sinfonia. He can do whatever he wants. It doesn't really matter what I think of the albums, but this song in particular off this album, I think, far exceeds the rest of his catalog for the past 3 or 4 years. I'm sorry, Kevin. I love you. Please. If any of you guys who are listening have any contract with Kevin Barnes of Montreal, we would love to get him into the studio here at CJLO. Anyway, this is Soporific Cell. Like I said before that, it was Old World, The Modern Lovers. You know I love that Jonathan Richman. Before that, some Bowie, Breaking Glass. You know, there's nothing better than a Bowie song that's about 2 minutes long, that's about how awful of a person he is. What's better? Well, if you know the song, you know it just, this song that we're listening to now, it just kind of keeps going, so I thought this would be our intro or our outro this week instead of Lear in the Park. Lear in the Park. Well, anyway, guys, enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be back next week, like I said, with the Fringe stuff, with a normal show, and then with the Fringe stuff. All right, guys, have a good one.